Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Deot Perek He. In the last perek, the Rambam described how a person should live in order to stay healthy. In this perek, the Rambam describes how a Talmud Chacham should live. It should be noted that many of the halachot in this perek appear also in the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Shulchan Aruch does not say that these apply only to a Talmud Chacham. It would seem that the Shulchan Aruch believes that everyone should aspire to be like a Talmud Chacham in matters relating to what we'll learn in this perek. Halacha Aleph. Kishem shachacham nikar b'chokhmato v'deotav, v'hu muvdal behem mish'ar ha'am, kach tzarich shia nikar b'ma'asav. In the same way that a chacham is clearly distinct from other people in his wisdom and in his character traits, so too he should be distinct in his actions. Specifically, b'ma'achalo uv'mashkeyu b'vilato v'asiyat tzrachav b'diburo b'hilucho uv'malbusho v'chilkul dvarav uv'maso v'matano v'yu kol ha'masim ha'elu na'im u'mtokanim b'yoter. The Rambam now lists the kinds of actions he's going to discuss in this perek. In the way he eats, in the way he drinks, in the way he engages in sexual activity, in the way he relieves himself, in his speech, in the manner in which he walks, in the manner in which he dresses, in the manner in which he handles his financial affairs, in the manner in which he does business. And in all these things, his actions should be especially pleasant and proper. Ketzad, Talmid Chachamim lo yehi gargaran, ela ochel machal haro'uy laharot gufo, v'lo yochal menu achila gasa. A Talmid Chacham should not pig out on unhealthy foods. He should only eat what is necessary to keep his body healthy, and even that not eat to excess. V'lo yehi rodef l'malot bitno ke'ilu shemit malin machal umashke achi tipach kresan. V'lehem mufurash b'kabbalah, v'zeiriti Feresh al pneichem, perish chagichem. Amru chachamim elu bnei adam shochlin v'shotin v'osin kol imehem kichagim. He should not be running around feasting and eating all sorts of things like others who act in that way, about whom the Navi says, Pasuk in Malachi, that God will throw back upon them the vomit that is produced from their excessive eating. The term there is used, perish chagichem, the vomit of your holidays, and the Chachamim explained, this refers to people who feast every day as if were a holiday and eat to excess. V'heim ha'omrim, achol v'shato ki machar namut, v'zeu machal rasha'im, v'shulchanot elu heim shegina katuv amar, ki kol shulchanot mal'u ki v'tzoa b'li makom. These are the people who say to themselves, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu quotes these people, let's eat and drink because tomorrow we'll die. Let's feast while we can. And this is considered the manner in which Rishayim eat, and their tables, their meals, are ones that Yeshayahu himself condemns when he says a few prakim later, ki kol shulchanot mal'u ki v'tzoa b'li makom. All their tables are filled with vomit, as if to say these meals are purely for the purpose of physical pleasure. Aval hacham eino ochel ela tavshil echad u'shnayim v'ochel menu kedei chayav v'dayo hu shamar shlomo tzadik ochel l'sova nafsho. The Chacham, on the other hand, he only eats one or two cooked foods, only the amount that he needs in order to survive and be healthy, and that's enough for him. And this is what Shlomo refers to in the Pasuk in Mishlei, that a tzaddik eats to satisfy his soul and not for the purpose of enjoyment beyond that. Halacha Bet. Kesha'chacham ochel ma'at ze haro'uy lo, lo yochlenu ela beveito al shulchano. Lo yochal b'chanut v'lo bashuk ela lefi tzorach gadol kedei shelo yitgane b'fnei abriyot. Lo yochal eitzel mei ha'aretz v'lo al otan ha'shulchanot hamale'im ki tzoa. Even when the Chacham eats this relatively small amount, it should be in his house, at his table, not in the public domain, not in a store, not in the shuk, unless it's absolutely necessary, in order that it not appear undignified. He should also not eat with Amei Haaretz, people who don't keep Torah and Mitzvot, and should not eat at those tables that were previously described as tables of vomit. So even if he eats properly, it should not be in the company of others who don't eat properly. V'lo yarbe su'dotav v'chol makom, v'afilu ima chachamim, v'lo yachal b'su'dot sheish v'hen kibbutz harbe. He should not, in general, have meals with lots of other people, even if there are other chachamim. Ve'ein ra'uy lo lechol ela b'suda shel mitzvah bilvad, gon sudat erusin v'nisuin, v'hu shiye talmid chachamim sh'nasa ba talmid chachamim. V'atzadikim ha'chastim ha'rishonim lo achlu me'olam misuda she'na shelahem. And he should really only eat with others at a sudat mitzvah, like, for example, a wedding. And even then, only a wedding of a good match, like a talmid chacham marrying the daughter of another talmid chacham. The original tzaddikim would never eat from a meal that was not theirs, because they didn't want to benefit from other people's property. Halacha Gimel. כי השחכם שותה יין אינו שותה אלא כדי לשרות אכילה שבמייו, וכל המשתכר הרי זה חוטא ומגונה ומפסיד חוכמתו, ואם נשתכר בפני עמי הארץ הרי זה חילל את השם. When a chacham drinks wine, he only drinks what is necessary for the proper digestion of the food that he ate. If he gets drunk, he's considered a sinner, and he loses his wisdom that way. And a chacham who gets drunk in front of an am haaretz, that is a chil Hashem. We discussed back in Hilchot Yisoda HaTorah Perakeh that for a chacham, acting in any kind of improper way that serves as a poor example for others is a chil Hashem. V'asur lishtot b'tzoraim afilu ma'at, אלא אם היה בכלל האכילה, שהשתייה שבכלל האכילה אינה משקרת, ואין יזהרין אל מיין של אחר המזון. He should not drink during the afternoon, lest he get drunk and lose the ability to do things, to learn during the afternoon, unless he is drinking together with eating, because wine that's drunk together with eating will not make a person drunk. Only wine drunk by itself, not in the context of eating, can do that. Now, from Halacha Daled, the Rambam starts talking about the proper manner of sexual activity for a Talmid Chacham. Af al pi she'ishto shel adam muteret lo tamid, ra'uri lo tamid chachamim, shanhig asmo b'ktusha, v'lo yeh matzui etzel ishto ketarnegol, ela milelei shabbat lelelei shabbat im yesh bo koach. A man and his wife are permitted to have marital relations at any time. However, it's appropriate for a Talmid Chacham not to constantly engage in marital relations with his wife. The Rambam discussed in the last parak that sexual activity is unhealthy in general, but should only do it once a week, every Friday night, if he has the strength to do so. Ukeshu mesaperima lo yisaper lo bitchilat halayla kishu savea uvitno meleya v'lo basof halayla kishu ra'ev ela be'emtza halayla kishu itakel hamazon shebimeyav. And the actual sexual relations, the Rambam uses the term here mesaper, literally to talk to, but it's a euphemism for sexual activity. It should not be at the beginning of the night when he is still full, nor at the end of the night when he is hungry, rather in the middle of the night when his food is digested. The Shulchan Aruch gives a different reason for this preference of the middle of the night as opposed to the beginning or the end, and that is that they not hear other people in neighboring homes also engaged in sexual activity, which might lead the husband to think about other women. V'lo yakel rosho biyoter, v'lo yinabel et piv v'divrei havai, v'afilu beino levena. Harei hu omer b'kabbalah, magid adam ma'asecho, amru chachamim afilu sicha kala shebein ish l'ishto, atid liten alea et hadin. Even when a person is involved in marital relations, it should not be in an atmosphere of levity, and he should not speak inappropriate things, even in the privacy of his bed. The Navi talks about Magila Dam Masecho, that is that when a person gets to Olam Haba, he will have to answer for his inappropriate speech, even in conversations with his wife in their bed. V'lo yushnehen lo shikorim, v'lo atzlanim, v'lo atzpanin. When engaged in marital relations, neither of them should be drunk, nor tired, nor irritable. V'lo tia yishena, v'lo yenosota, v'hiena rotza, ele b'ritzon shnehem u'simchatan. It has to be by mutual agreement. It cannot be that she is sleeping or that he forces himself upon her. Yisaper ma'at v'yischakima ma'at, kidei shetityashev nafshan, v'yivol bivusha, v'lo v'azut, v'yifosh miyad. He should act in a pleasant manner with his wife, not be rude or impolite, so that they can both be relaxed. Halacha hei. Kol hanoheg min hag ze, lo dai lo shikidesh nafsho v'tiher atzmo v'tiken deotav, ela sheim hayu lo banim, hovin banim naim uvayshanim, ru'uyim lachochma v'lachasidut. V'chol hanoheg min agot shar ha'am, halachim b'choshech, hovin lo banim kamo otan ha'am. Anyone who performs his marital relations according to these instructions. So not only is that a way of sanctifying his soul, purifying himself, but also any children he has will be children who are pleasant and appropriate to become chachamim and chasidim. As the Rambam described in Perek Aleph, the chacham and the chasid are two kinds of people who have the right kind of character traits. Conversely, anyone who acts like not tamnei chachamim, who do not act in this manner, so their children will be like them and not have these good characteristics that the Talmidei Chachamim have.
Halacha Vav. Tzniut gedola noagim Talmidei Chachamim ba'atzman, lo yitbazu, v'lo yigalu roshan, v'lo gufan. Talmidei Chachamim act in a very discreet, humble, and private manner. They don't do anything that make themselves look bad in public, nor do they ever walk with head uncovered or with body uncovered. I mentioned in the beginning that the halachot in this perek, the Shulchan Aruch brings in reference not just to Talmidei Chachamim, but to everyone. And this is an example that the idea of wearing a head covering, what we call a yarmulke or a kippah, does not appear in the Gemara as an absolute requirement. It appears as a custom of Talmidei Chachamim. That's how it appears in the Rambam, and it's become essentially a ubiquitous symbol of what it means to be a Orthodox Jewish male. Vafilu b'sha'ashi kansu l'veit ha'kisei yehei tzanua, v'lo yigale b'gadav ad she'yeshev, v'lo yikanech b'yamin, v'yitrachek mikol adam, yikanes cheder b'cheder lifni min ha'me'ara, v'nifne ha'sham. When a Talmid Chacham uses the bathroom, which of course in the Rambam's day was outdoors, he will act in a private manner. He will not pick up his clothing until he's actually sitting down. He will not wipe himself with his right hand. The right hand in halacha is considered to be set aside for holier purposes, like service in the Beit HaMikdash is done with the right hand. We put on our tefillin with our right hand on our left arm. And when he uses the bathroom outdoors, it's far away from everyone. And if it's inside some kind of cave, he'll go all the way in to be as private as possible. V'im nifne achorei gader yarchi kedei shelo yishma chaviro kolo im nitatesh. If he's relieving himself behind a fence, he will again stay away from other people so that no one hears any noises that he makes. If he's in a valley, then again he will stay far away so no one else sees him. He will not talk while he's relieving himself, and he acts in this way, whether he's relieving himself in during the day or at night. So that he not have to distance himself. It's a great trouble to do so during the day. A person should get into the habit, if possible, to only have to defecate twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. Halacha Zayin, Talmid Chachamim lo yehei tzo'ek v'tzobech bishat diboro kabeimot v'kachayot v'lo yagbiya kolo biyoter, el diboro v'nachat im kol habriyot. A Talmid Chacham should not scream when he speaks or raise his voice excessively. He should speak in a calm manner with everyone. V'chishadar v'nachat yizaher shelo yitrachek ad shira'eh ki divrei gasei haruach. When he speaks calmly, he should not slow himself down so much that he speaks like one who is haughty. ומקדים לשלום כל האדם כדי שתהיה רוחה נוחה הימנו ודן את כל האדם לקו זכות מספר בשבח חברו ואינו מספר בגנותו כלל אוהב שלום ורודף שלום. He should greet everyone before they greet him. He should judge everyone favorably. He should always speak good about people and not speak to their detriment at all. He should love peace and chase peace, like it said about Aaron HaKohen. אם ראה מקום שדבריו מועילים ונשמעים אומר ואם לאו שותק. Ketzad lo yiratzeh chaviro b'shat kaso, v'lo yishalo al nidro b'shat shenadar, ad shetitkaver darto v'yanuach. He should only speak when his words will have a positive effect. So for instance, he should not try to calm his friend down when that person is angry, because that's not going to help. He should also not attempt to help a person do hatarat nidarim, release himself from a vow, when that person has just vowed and is still not interested in canceling it. So too, he shouldn't try to console a friend whose relative has died before the relative is even buried, because the friend is so involved in burying the relative, he can't receive consolation at that point. And in general, he should try not to see anyone at a time that person is doing something improper, so that person not be embarrassed. Rather, he should just turn aside and not look at the person and come back to speak to him later. He should not speak any falsehood, not add or detract from the truth, except for the purpose of bringing peace between people. As we know, the famous example of Hashem with Avram and Sarah, when Sarah expressed amazement that she would have a child at an old age, she said that how could she possibly have a child when Avram was old? But Hashem reported this story to Avram, with Sarah saying that she couldn't possibly have a child because she herself was so old. So Hashem changed Sarah's words in order to maintain the peace between Sarah and Avram. And that's the example that in general, a person like this Talmid Chacham is allowed to lie in order to keep the peace. Klalo shel davar eino medaber ela o bigmut chasadim o bedivrei chochma v'chayotzei behen. In general, Talmid Chacham does not speak unless he's doing some good deed with it or speaking wisdom. He should not speak with a woman in public at all, even if it's his wife, his sister, his daughter. Not everyone will realize that this is relative and might learn a bad example from him.
He should not strut around in a haughty, upright manner and with an outstretched neck.
Ke'en she'nemar batilachnan tuyot garon umisakrot einayim. Pasuk in Yeshayahu, referring to the daughters of Tzion who would walk around in this haughty manner. V'lo yaleich akev v'tzad gudal benachat k'mo hanashim v'gasei ruach. Ke'en she'nemar haloch v'tafof tilachna v'raglehem ta'akasna.
He also should not walk very slowly, with very tiny steps, which is also a haughty manner of walking.
He should also not run in a public domain, not walk hunched over, but just look down as he walks,
not to the point where he will bump into things, but to the point where he isn't distracted. He should act like someone who walks with purpose, who has a place to go to.
Gam b'malacho shel adam nikarim chacham bal deyahu o shoteh v'sachal, v'chenem ar shlomo chochmato, v'gam baderech yeshe sachal holeich libo chaser, v'mar lakol sachal hu, modia lakol al atzmo shu sachal.
The Rambam summarizes this point by saying that one can tell from how a person walks if he is a chacham or not, and this is what Shlomo meant when he said this pasuk in Kohelet, that when a fool walks around, people can tell that he's a fool.
Halacha tet. Here the Rambam begins to speak about how a Talmid Chacham should dress. Malbush Talmid Chachamim, malbush na'e v'naki, v'asur lo shimatze b'vigdo ketem o shamanuit v'chayotzei bo.
The clothes of a Talmid Chacham must be pleasant and clean. There can't be any kind of stain on his clothing.
Lo yilbash lo malbush melachim kmo kagon bigdei zahav v'argaman shakol misaklin v'hem v'lo malbush aniyim shum vazet lo v'shav ela begadim benoniyim na'im.
He should not, on the one hand, wear clothing of the excessively rich royal garments, which are showy and will attract attention. On the other hand, he should not wear clothes like paupers wear, which would be degrading. Rather, he should wear clothes that average people wear, but which are nice and clean.
V'lo yeh b'sar nir mitachad madav, k'mo b'gdei apishnan ha'kalim b'yoter shosin b'mitzrayim. V'lo yeh b'gdav suchvim ala aretz, k'mo b'gdei gasei ruach, ela ad akevo, u'beit yad shlo ad rashei etzbeotav.
His clothing should not be transparent, like apparently some kind of clothes that were made in Egypt at the time. His clothing should not be excessively long and dragging on the ground. That is also a matter of haughty people.
His clothes should extend down to his ankle, and his sleeves should cover his hands.
V'lo yishal shel talito, b'nei sh'nireh k'gasei ruach, ela b'shabbat bilvad, im ein lo lahachlif.
The manner of wealthy people who didn't need to work was to have their talit dragged down towards the ground because they didn't need to pick it up because they weren't involved in any physical labor. So a talmid chacham should not wear his talit that way in general, except on Shabbat it's okay because of kvod Shabbat, but even that is only if he doesn't have any special clothes to wear in Shabbat. He can take his weekday talit and just extend it downward as a form of honoring Shabbat.
Lo yilbash min alim metulaim beveged tlai al gabei tlai bimot hachama, avimot hagshamim mutar im haya ani.
He should not wear clothes with lots of patches on them. That doesn't look very nice, except during the winter, if that's the only way he can keep warm and he's poor and can't afford more proper clothing.
He should not wear any kind of perfume or cologne or any kinds of clothes with a smell to them.
The only way he'd be allowed to put on some kind of perfume or cologne is to remove a bad smell.
He also should not walk around alone at night unless he has a regular time that he learns at night. These are all because of suspicion that someone who engages in these behaviors, there's a suspicion that he's involved in some kind of illicit sexual activity, walking alone at night or wearing perfume or cologne. Nowadays, of course, it's more accepted for men to wear cologne, and walking around at night is much more accepted nowadays that there are street lights. So these would not be considered problematic behaviors nowadays.
Halacha yud, talmid chachamim mechalkel dvarav b'mishpat. Ochel b'shoteh b'zan et anshei beito kefir mamono b'atzlachato, lo yatriach al atzmo yater midai.
The Talmid Chacham manages his affairs in a responsible manner. He eats and drinks and provides for the people of his family based on what he earns. He doesn't overspend,
and he doesn't work overly hard to make more money than he needs. Sivu chachamim darchei eretz shelo yochal adam basar ela teavon shenamar ki tavei nafshecha l'chol basar day labri l'ochlo me'er shvat l'er shabbat v'me'a shir kedei l'chol basar b'chol yom ochel. The paradigm for this is what Chazal said about eating meat. The pasuk in Parshat Re'eh says, "Ki taven nafshecha l'chol basar." When you have a desire to eat meat, Chazal learned that meat should only be eaten when you have a desire for it. It should be seen as something of a luxury and not something that you eat on a regular basis. For a regular person, that would be once a week on Shabbat. And for someone who can afford to have meat every day, then that can be every day. The point is that someone should be able to distinguish between his needs and his luxuries and adapt his lifestyle to match his financial means. Chachamim said a person should eat a little below his means, dress according to his means, and honor his wife and his children beyond his means. In other words, he should go the extra mile, spend a little extra on his wife and children.
Halachah Aleph. Derech balei dia shikbalo adam lacha mefarneset ato tchila, v'achar kach yikne beit dira, v'achar kach yisa isha, shenamar umi ha'ish asher nata kerem v'lo chilalo, asher abar abayit chadash v'lo chanacho, asher ras isha v'lo lekacha. Talmidei chachamim should first find some kind of profession, parnasat, to make a living, only then buy a house, and only then get married. The Rambam source for this is the pasuk in Parshat Shoftim that talks about the people who go back from war and don't fight in the war. It lists first the one who planted a vineyard and hasn't eaten from it yet, then the one who built a house and hasn't yet lived in it, then the one who has married a woman but has not yet lived with her. The Rambam learns from that that these activities are meant to be done in that order. Aval hatipshim matchilin lisa isha v'achar kach im timsa yado yikne bayit v'achar kach basof yomav yichazer v'bakesh umanut o yipares min hatzdaka. Those who are foolish do the opposite. They first get married and then try to buy a home and only then try to find a way to make a living.
And if they can't find a profession, then they'll live off charity.
And that's why it says in the Tochacha, when it describes the curses if we don't follow the mitzvot,
in the list of punishments, it says that a person will
marry a woman but then not get to live with her, build a house and not get to live in it, plant a vineyard and not get to enjoy its fruits. And the order in which these appear are the exact opposite of the previous order, which we said was the right one. Regarding David, it says that he followed his paths in a sensible manner, that is the order the Rambam described, and Hashem was with him.
Halacha Yudbet. V'asur l'adam l'hafkir u'l'aktish kol nechasav yatriach ala briot.
A person is not allowed to give away or consecrate to Hekdesh all of his property, and that way he becomes a public charge that people now have to give him tzedakah. V'lo imkor sadeh v'ikne bayit, v'lo bayit v'ikne metaltlin, o yaseh schora b'dmei beito.
A person should not sell a more stable property in order to buy a less stable one. So he shouldn't sell a field to buy a home, sell a home to buy movable objects, which are more easily lost.
But he can do the opposite. He can sell movable objects and buy a field, which is a more durable and lasting property.
He should invest his money wisely and not spend on things which are fleeting and transient and don't last long,
but rather put his money into things like fields and homes that will last for a long time.
Halachin Gimel, Masanu Matanan Shal Talmid Chachamim, Be'emet Uve'emuna, Omer Alav Lav Al Hein Hein, Midakdek Al Atzmo Mecheshbon, Notein Umuvater Lachirim, Kishikach Mehen, Velo Yidakdek Alehen.
When a Talmid Chacham engages in business, it is with complete honesty. He is very careful not to take anything extra for himself
and to pay exactly what he is supposed to when he buys something.
However, to others, he is much more lenient and allows them to get away with paying less or with taking more. He's much more strict with himself than with others.
When he buys something, he pays for it immediately. He does not become a guarantor for someone else's loan. That would be irresponsible. He could end up losing his money. And he will also not act on behalf of someone to claim money from a third party. That would be considered an unnecessary intrusion into someone else's monetary affairs. It should be noted that both of these, being a cosigner, a guarantor to a loan, and being a messenger to go claim money from a third party,
can in certain circumstances be a good thing and a way to help. But in general, the Rambam is saying that a Talmid Chacham should avoid these situations when they aren't of the kind that can help a person.
He will always keep his word, even when he is not strictly obliged to. So, for instance, if he says he'll buy something, even though that's not a binding commitment, but he will treat it as a binding commitment and will live up to what he said he would do. If someone else owes him money, he will be lenient with him, forgive him, or give him a longer time to pay. He will lend out money as appropriate to people who need it. He will not interfere with someone else's livelihood, like opening a competing store or the like. And he will not bother anyone. He will try not to be a nuisance to anyone. Kolosho davar yemin anirudafin v'lomin harodfin min hane'elavim v'lomin ha'olvim. In general, the Talmid Chacham will be one of those who is pursued, as it were, one of those who is persecuted, and not someone who is doing the persecuting. He will be among the humiliated and not one doing the humiliating, like we saw back in Perek Bet Halacha Gimel, that this is the way of tzadikim, ne'lavim ve'inam olvim. V'adam shu'oseh kol ha'asim ha'edu chayotzeh behen, alav ha'kutuv omer, v'ayomer li avdi ata Yisrael asher becha et pa'ar. Someone who acts in the manner described in this perek, so Yeshayahu is speaking of him when he says that
God says of such a person,
Yisrael, you are my servant, and I will gain glory through you.
This perek completes the unit of five prakim starting from the beginning of Hilchot Deot, in which the Rambam elaborates on the mitzvah we saw in Perek Aleph of V'halachta Bidrachav, imitating God in our character. In the next parak, the Rambam will move on to several other mitzvot related to feelings one is supposed to have and the actions which reflect them.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.